and both the Great Seal of the United States and Mexico's coat of arms mysteriously depict this very legend.
Okay, now, in summary, the red-headed giants are Shoan or they are not?
They are what?
The red-headed giants, are they real today? Are they still around, or are they gone?
They are real. Yes, they're still. That is why, with all you, not so much today, at least not here in, you know, more of the Western countries, but it used to be that somebody that, you know, if you had a child with red hair in many countries, they looked upon that as a person being a witch, you know, or a bad omen, and they had them killed upon birth. I mean, recently that red hair had been some great taboo, and the reason for it all comes from the red-haired giants and the great wars. Because the red-haired giants are from the people of Cain,
ask you this way. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
I want to know where did the red-haired giants come from? I mean, who dropped them off here? Where are they? I mean, were they born animal husbandry or what?
I think that they probably came from the Anunnaki, going back to the Enlil and Enki.
With your book,
into the days of Genesis, you know, talking about the sons of God, you know, brooding with the women of Earth and bearing giants. All these ancient texts refer to these red-haired giants.
I didn't know they were red hair, but let's take your word for it. You've done research on it. Red-haired giants. I still don't get what was their objective or what is their objective. What are they supposed to be doing?
I think, the red-haired giants. All right. Now, like I said, a lot of people think that they were the fallen angels or they were the Nephilim. All right. There's been even yet today, there's a taboo against red hair. The Nagas, the people of North America, that was the land of Cain or the land of Nod. They were the people of the red-haired giants. And these people, in Deuteronomy, these people, God gave the order to wipe these people off the face of the earth.
Where do the orders come from?
The elder gods?
Yeah, the orders. Where did they come from? Who gave them?
Oh, from God. You know, this was the order given to Joshua, you know. And they were supposed to destroy all these giants, and these giants had red hair. Finish the job. And so
would you call your book a religious book or a spiritual book or a story book or what?
Nope, it's just a book on history based off lost information or hidden information that we today no longer remember, or that is not out there in the public eye. So what I did is I found this information and brought it back, you know, to the present so that people could read this information once again and form their opinions based on both sides of the coin instead of one side of the coin.
Okay, did the red-haired giants originate somewhere else?
The red-haired giants originated from, biblically, they would have originated from, they were the people of Cain. And the people of Cain were red-haired giants. Now, Cain was the one that destroyed Abel. And God sent him away, did not kill him, but it sent him away to the land of Nod. And Nod is an anagram for Cain. But that, well, that goes into a whole other subject. But anyhow, where they actually went was they ended up, you know, coming back here to North America. Okay, because North America was already here, and the people were already here, but the people of Cain came here and reestablished themselves, which I found in the records of Dan. And these people, it was later determined and ordered by God that these people needed to be wiped out. Now, apparently, these people, remember, Cain was more of a hybrid than Abel was, or Adam was. And so, because of his bloodline, it carried mystical powers. They were people of the Magi. They were referred to. They were able to shapeshift. They were able to perform all these miracles. You know, they could tell fortunes. You know, future reading. You know, readings for future events. And God considered them, or the people that followed God considered them a threat. And even yet today, well, not so much. Well, in other countries, still red hair, a lot of places people are very afraid of. But earlier,
how do you think all the redheaded people in the world take to what you're saying?
Well, I they should feel insulted, you know. I mean, but of course, we've all gone through this type of superstitions before. You know, I mean, the Irish, look at how the Irish have always been persecuted. I don't think that there's too many people at some point in time that hasn't been persecuted. You know, but it doesn't take away the fact what I'm saying is being true. I'm not making it up to hurt somebody's feelings or discriminate against somebody. I'm trying to bring back their story.
Well,
if they were persecuted,
basically, your book is really a religious book.
No, it's not. No.
Well, that's all you talked about since I had you on here.
Well, I'm using the Vedic text, the Mahabharata. I'm using geology reports. I'm using ancient history books. I'm using Indian lore. You know, it's just that the questions you're asking, I have to reach into my biblical sources to help you to understand what I'm saying.
Have you given up on your UFO research?
No, never. We're still having a lot of UFO sightings here in Burlington. A lot of sightings.
Still yet, I know there used to be.
Yeah, there's just as many. Yeah, well, this is a vortex area, so, you know, there's those doorways, you know, opening up into, or wormholes, you know, that they're using, you know, for interdimensional travel. So there's a lot of things that are coming and going all the time around here. We just had another major UFO sighting a couple nights ago here outside of town.
What I'm getting at is you're still interested in UFOs. You think there's extraterrestrials, I think. And I do.
I do.
I'm trying to figure out if you're saying that all humanity, both earthbound and humanity from throughout the galaxies and the universe, are connected with each other, or there are different people like the red-haired giants, and then you're talking about the people of the Old Testament, and then you're talking about Atlantis and that legend.
Well, I also go into... I'm trying
to figure out which ones are connected.
Well, it's all connected from one source, of course. But the thing is, there's different humanoids that were born here on Earth. There was giants, there was little people, you know, there was the Bigfoot, you know, and Larry and me had a big discussion earlier today about even humans that we, you know, us humans, I look at as two different forms of humans. I see one human as warm-blooded, and I see another form of humans as cold-blooded. And
that's
that
a discussion?
Well, that's what I feel that's what's happened to our politics today is the cold-blooded show no empathy, no compassion. And these are the type of people that have taken over our politics around the world. And that's why we're in such a bad shape right now. You know?
So are you saying the Bigfoot people have taken over the house?
No, I'm saying that there's different lines of humanoids. I don't think that there's ever been just like one type of humanoid that was born on Earth. I think that there's many different types of beings here on Earth. Some are visible and even some are invisible. There's, there's dimensional realms. There's, we're just scratching now the surface of what the information that explains who we are and how we fit on the evolutionary scale or on the evolutionary ladder. And the red-haired people are just, the red-haired giants are one of many. But at this point in time, in this book, The Red-Haired Giants, Atlantis in North America, I'm speaking on the red-haired giants. And I'll go into other books on the fairies, the blue people, you know, multidimensional beings, elder gods, Anunnaki, you know, people that have come from different planets and reproduced here on Earth, you know, Bigfoot, you know, it's just, we're so set, we're so boxed in, and so our mindset is just put to human beings on Earth. That's it. And then they
now your book. How do they get a hold of your books?
You can get them on Amazon.com. The Red-Haired Giants by Mary Sutherland.
Okay, give that the URL again.
Amazon.com. The Red-Haired Giants.
Okay, in other words, you just enter it in the search there.
Yeah.
And it's for sale.
Go in the search. Yeah. And they'll have them there.
So are you still doing other things? Last time I talked to you in Burlington, you had all kinds of enterprises.
Yeah. Frank Joseph and I are still working on trying to find that pyramid we found about 5 years ago at Rock Creek.
Yeah.
And I told you about it. It was a black onyx pyramid with like golden hieroglyphs on it. And we saw it 1 year, and we marked the area, and we then, for the next 5 years, this is going on 5 years, and we cannot find it again. And we've had divers down there. We've had special equipment. Just, you name it, we've had it. And we just can't find it. I think what happened was that the currents in under the lake, you know, they changed the lake floor, you know, over. And apparently the lake changes about 5 times a year, and I think what happened was the currents went through, uncovered that pyramid, you know, the top of that pyramid. So when we were in that area, we saw it. And then after we left in a period of time, the currents changed and covered it back up again, and we cannot locate it, but we haven't given up on it. Then another interesting thing I found was about 2-hour drive from that area going north in a place called Muscadet. We found an ancient site of these effigy mounds on this one hill, but across from that hill is a calendar. You know, a calendar mound. And you know, all the calendars we've ever seen, were circular, or, you know, or maybe even like steps on a temple. But this one is elongated. It's straight. And there's 12 mounds. And I have never encountered an elongated calendar before. And I talked to Wayne May, you know, of Ancient America magazine. He's never heard of it either. Saint Joseph has never heard of an elongated calendar. So we've come across something very, very strange down there that we're investigating. We're going to go, a group of Wayne May and Frank Joseph and I and a few others are going to go down there and do a, you know, a more thorough investigation of it at this summer. But I also found a huge stone there with a, you know, that that hooked cross. You know, the hooked cross is something that the Templars always left, you know, carved in the stone, you know, to let people know that they were there, and this was a marking for, you know, a special site, according to the Templars. So I found that rock down there as well. So, I mean, things are being rediscovered here in North America, you know, I mean, showing pyramids and, you know, effigy mounds and earthen mounds and temples. And,
so, where's a pyramid that's been discovered recently? I mean, what?
Well, I found that one right here. If you look at those pictures, there's shows three mounds. On that one picture, there's Absalon, and there is Cahokia, and the top one is a flat-top step pyramid that I found or rediscovered right here in Burlington years back. And no one knew about that either, you know, because landscape had changed, you know, and there had been bed and breakfast built on top of it, and people were driving right by it, they just thought it was a big hill. And then I found the old pictures of it prior to, you know, it being, you know, being built.
Well, it's been interesting talking to you, but the clock's got us here. They can get that book by going to Amazon and give the correct title again.
The Red-Haired Giants by Mary Sutherland.
And it's a joy talking to you again, Mary, and we'll visit again soon.
Okay, thank you for the interview, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Folks, we are out of time here. I want to mention that on June 13th and 14th at Edinburgh, Texas, they'll be having the Border Zone UFO Conference, and we'll be broadcasting that live. From gavel to gavel, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And that'll be on June the 13th and 14th. I think it's Saturday and Sunday. In fact, and it could be Friday and Saturday, but I'm not sure. Check your calendar and be sure and listen to it here on Inception Radio. I'll be there too. And JerryPippin.com will be along for the ride. Enjoyed it. We're going to close out the show with, we haven't done many UFO things tonight, so I would like to talk about UFOs here for the last little segment. Our pre-record features three people from Australia talking about their encounter with a UFO. Until next week, thanks for listening.